toy. His parents did not notice that they'd born a kid, till his dad lost his sock one day and looked under the bed. They thought they'd found a puppet, some lifeless thing. His arms were stiff like wooden sticks, his head hung on a spring. To a crib they wired him till he was old enough to stand. Then his mom took hold of his leg and threw him in the garbage can. He's not in control of his mind. The dark technical kind. His mind became
West. with elaborate preventions. The boy could move his hands. Techno Wonder Boy, the boy could move his hands. With elaborate preventions, the boy could move his hands. He's not in control of his mind. His mind is mentally unhealthy. But with help of the dark technical kind, his mind became well.
Got no Professor Bradley?
You're all business, aren't you?
The cagey bastard is sizing me up, flushing me out. I don't like him. He's got feelers coming out of his brain.
Well, do it your way. That's fine with me. You may not be aware of this, but certain factors have caused certain high-placed people to reconsider the whole hardware paradigm.
Hardware paradigm.
That's correct. These certain people have reason to suspect that, for whatever reasons they might have, that it might make more sense to take our pricey hardware out of the loop, so to speak.
Well, are we talking about economics or wet job technologies?
Equipment breaks down? It's a plain fact of physics. Heat death, entropy, the banality of the physical event. Certain people have decided to work through these limitations by working around them.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Transportation, man! Matter! My good man, I'm talking about nothing less than merging our existing formats of data and mass and modifying them so they're no longer factors in our operations.
You're talking about time travel! Space travel, you sick fuck!
You have not been retained at an advisory capacity, so I would respect you to settle down. Besides, I prefer to call it meta-transmutation.
You can call it whatever the fuck you want. I don't like it.
Good afternoon, National Aeronautics and Space Administration. How may I direct your call?
Hello, I wonder if you could help me locate one of your higher-level employees who happens to be my son?
Well, I'd certainly be delighted to try. What's his name?
Joey Travelwell. Hello?
Please hold.
Hello? Oh, how rude. Hello? Hello? Hello?
This is Todd. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for Joey Travelwell. He's my son.
I've never heard of him, and we have no documents to prove he ever existed. Where are you right now?
What?
Listen to me. Because of certain discoveries we've made, I'm going to require an agent of very high caliber. That's why the agency sent you. Now settle down, Victor.
Very well.
We need a clear understanding of the female consciousness for this product. We need to codify and technologize intuition.
Men have intuition,
that's right, but our orientation differs vastly from that of women. We simply don't have the budget for... We can't...
But you will admit this is man's work.
Well, you see... What we need to do is, we need to build a man-woman.
Professor Bradley, you'll forgive me if you're making me sick.
A man-woman!
And just how do we find recruits for this sugar tit operation?
We don't recruit.
Wow.
Thank you.
for sure. My machine prevents this from happening to me. Stronger than me.